The following sports presentation is a production of Blazers Broadcasting. Welcome to Trailblazers Courtside. Join us for tonight's program. In Portland, call 503-963-4595. Elsewhere, call 1-877-475-4595. Email courtside@trailblazers.com. Text us courtside@66937. Or follow the show on Twitter at #TVCourtside.
All right, welcome in Trailblazers Courtside here on this Monday night from our Moda Center studios. Mike Baird, Mike Rice, Blazers.
You think Shans knows what hashtag means?
No, probably not. Okay, you just learned about a year ago.
Hey,
you've come a long way. I never thought it would happen. You really have. I mean, I remember a time not that long ago. You didn't have a cell phone.
Yeah, well, I didn't.
But now we've created a monster.
Certain states, I can't answer the phone.
Certain states you're not supposed to go to, period.
Yeah.
But you do anyway. You're getting fired up. I know a week from tomorrow,
We'll
be headed for Phoenix, and the season opener is a week from Wednesday against the Phoenix Suns, and then the game in Denver, and then home for the opener against San Antonio. I know you are you getting a haircut? I saw you tweet the other day.
Thursday. That's my get ready for the season haircut. I'll have.
Are we
Thursday.
Going to see not only a haircut, but maybe a different shade
preseason? Yeah,
and you go dramatic. You'll go from
I'm just
from Judge Smales to really dark hair.
I'm looking for what fits best for this season.
Maybe have it go with something you're wearing.
Yeah, well. Look at I thought maybe Coach would put me in if I wore an Aldridge shirt
night. I'm not being critical. I think if you want to color your hair, that's your business. Do you go Lady Clairol, or is it more of for men kind of thing?
No, it's
Grecian formula.
Professional.
Oh, really?
Cheryl in the Pearl.
She colors your hair.
Oh.
Okay. I don't think
just I'm, sometimes, a little dab here.
I'm getting a little bit there. I'm getting a little bit, right? But I don't think I'm still. Remember George Clooney's hair in The American?
Yeah.
That's what I'm going for.
Oh, well.
If you remember that. That's why the whole sideburn thing. I'll never be George in lots
of ways.
But if I can match his hair.
A French guy that's,
What a start to the program. Coming up at 6:15, Robin Lopez will join us, and he's looked good. Blazers have looked good in the last four. They've won four straight exhibition games. Sam Amick from USA Today, he also has a website, which is NBAConfidential.com. Sam will join us 6:35. We'll get more of an around-the-NBA feel and get some of his predictions for the upcoming season. We talked about it in the opening segment, but the Blazers having won four straight. And, as impressive as you can be in the exhibition season and have it be talked about and have it be meaningful, I think they have been. A lot of the focus last night was on Thomas Robinson. We've talked a lot about Robin Lopez and his impact. And as I mentioned, he's going to join us. How impressed have you been with some of the big people, some of the new big people that Portland has?
I looked at why the Blazers weren't successful last year. As an analyst, you try to figure out what needs to be done to make this team a playoff team. Has Coach Stotts fulfilled everything he wanted to do? And I'm looking at it, rebounding was always my big fear last year. Well, this new defense has put people in position to rebound much better. They've out-rebounded the team by 9 rebounds a game in the preseason. So I'm impressed with that. The new defense has rebounded very well. The other two things that the Blazers needed to do was points in the paint, defend against that. They've really changed that around to the point where it is a strength rather than a weakness. And the third thing is, and it's the second easiest, what do you think the second easiest shot percentage-wise for the NBA, where do you shoot it from?
Second easiest shot?
Yeah, the easiest is the layup or the dunk.
I would guess three-pointer.
Where?
Corner three.
All right. It's not the angle three, or it's not the top of the key three. It's the corner three. So those two things the Blazers had to improve their defense, protect the rim better, points in the paint, and get the corner three. Defend that. Now, they're making people shoot a lot of long-range two-pointers. That's the worst shot you can take in the NBA, percentage-wise.
The Travis Outlaw foot on the line.
There you go.
Two.
That's the worst shot you can take, or on the dribble, you know, not many guys can do a Jerry West and pump fake and put it up. So I think
these people of this generation from now on, when you're, because people don't.
Jerry West?
Yeah, well, I...
Mr. NBA?
Yeah, no.
They even changed that.
Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, Ed, Elgin Baylor.
He's trying to help some of our impressionable youth.
Sure, the young people that watch this thing. Yeah, I don't mention Frank Sinatra anymore.
Right. Count Basie is something you've always referenced.
Yeah, Lillard, the other day, if it's not 50 Cent, if I say anybody else, who?
That's always been your standby hip-hop is 50 Cent. You're going to have to even update that.
Yeah, Nelly, I have to go in another direction. But I think the Blazers, that's why I'm excited. They've improved in the areas they needed to improve in. And now the regular season, we're going to see guard play. I'm a little nervous about guard play by the other teams. So we're going to find out right away with Lawson of Denver in the second game.
But have you seen an improvement on Damian Lillard's defense?
Absolutely. His ability to try to get over the top of picks so the big guy doesn't have to come out and get away from the basket. We see it in the rebounding, the block shots. And we'll talk to Lopez about, you know, different defenses he's played in and how comfortable are you in this defense that Coach Stotts has.
Of the acquisitions, and we're going to have Robin Lopez again on the next segment, obviously a vital acquisition that could be the most impactful, second most in my mind, and in fact, I think it's closer to the Lopez acquisition than maybe some would have expected. Mo Williams is going to be huge for this team, especially with C.J. McCollum going out with a foot injury. Mo had 17 points last night against Sacramento. You talk about taking pressure off of Damian Lillard. We're seeing him play some at the same time. Mo can play the one, the two. Damian can play the one, the two. Both can stick it from three. That's going to benefit LaMarcus Aldridge so much. I'm not even sure if he realizes it yet.
And they're going to have to be the fans a little patient with Mo, because Mo's a guy that'll get 17. He's like Jamal Crawford. He'll get five or six turnovers, but he's attacking. He's always attacking. And the Blazers need their backup guy to come in to attack. Look at Jamal Crawford. When you put him in the right spot like the Clippers do, they're saying, you know, shot selection's not going to be your big thing, Jamal. Just go in. And that's the same with Mo. Mo's going to go in there and give the Blazers a different look on offense. I like what he's doing so far. Maybe cut it down to three turnovers a game.
All right. Well, you know, there's going to be some growing pains, no doubt.
Sure.
14 points and 7 rebounds last night for Robin Lopez. Blazers also had 2 block shots as a team. He had them both. And if he averages 2 block shots, I think everybody will be happy, because he's affecting at least 3 times that during the game. And that's what you want, a presence inside. Portland now has it with Robin Lopez. He will join us when Trailblazers Courtside rolls on right after the break.
Oh.
Never stop believing, never stop fighting. Some still doubted I can make the jump, but through it all, I just dug deeper. So I went toe-to-toe with the best and left a unanimous first impression.
Another front court, a pull-up three over Burke. Far side is in and he's fouled!
My job, keep proving doubters wrong, because here in Rip City, we never stop believing.
Trailblazers opening night, Saturday, November 2nd versus the Spurs. For tickets, call 503-797-9600 or visit trailblazers.com.
Frank the Frontier Buffalo here. Thanks to the great deal I got on Fios Internet from Frontier, I can stream games and get scores when my team is out of town. Just call me Superfan. Today I'm at a home game sitting in my lucky seat. We always win when I sit here. Yeah, I have some superstitions. Like first touchdown, I buy hot dogs for my whole row. Now everyone wants to be on my team.
Call 1-888-FRONTIER. Switch to blazing fast Fios Internet from Frontier. Just $19.99 per month with qualifying phone service guaranteed for 2 years. Get gamer certified speeds, a free Wi-Fi router, 100% fiber optics, and top rated broadband technology. Best of all, there are no contracts and no early termination fees.
It's kiss cam time! Where's the Buffalo? I want to kiss the Buffalo.
They say it's good luck to kiss the Buffalo. Well, whatever it takes.
You can't get BS from a Buffalo. Call 1-888-FRONTIER and switch to Fios Internet from Frontier. Call today. Limited time offer. Service subject to availability, activation and installation fees, taxes and surcharges apply. Other restrictions apply. Call for details. Fios Marks owned by Verizon Trademark Services, LLC and use under license.
This college football season, Comcast SportsNet brings you more Ducks, Beavers, and Pac-12 coverage than ever before. Talkin' Beavers and Talkin' Ducks, Tuesdays at 7 and 8 p.m. New interactive pep rally shows, hashtag Ducks football and hashtag Beavers football, Fridays at 7 and 8 p.m. CSN Game Day, Saturdays at 9 a.m. College Football Postgame Live, presented by Sherry's, Saturdays at 10:30 p.m. And the new Ducks Postgame Live after Ducks games. Plus daily exclusive interviews, videos, and reports at CSNNW.com. Fall means college football on Comcast SportsNet.
Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. Yeah. Live.
Raise those hands. This is our party. We can't hear them.
Yo, what up? It's Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. And we cannot wait to see you soon.
October 22nd, Moda Center at the Rose Quarter with special guests Talib Kweli and Big Crit. Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. Tickets available at the Rose Quarter box office. Participating Safeway Tickets West locations. Buy phone at 877-789-ROSE and online at rosequarter.com. Produced by Showbox Presents.
Now, back to Courtside on the Trailblazers Radio Network.
So what was that, Casual Friday?
Yeah, that was last year, I think.
Yeah, look at the hair. Are you going for that color again before the season?
No, it'll be...
It normally is, though.
Yeah, no.
Season opener, you walk in, I don't even know what to expect.
No, that was my dark period. But I'm a little lighter now.
I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing to go dramatic.
No. That's when I was still trying to get Hollywood roles.
At least you still have all your hair. I'll give you that. Because I'm and I got another guy who has all his hair, as we know, is Robin Lopez. And Blazer fans love him, if for no other reason than that. But there's lots of other reasons to love him, too. 14.7 rebounds last night. And will be that rim protector and that goalie inside to allow the perimeter defenders a little more security behind them. And Robin joins us now. Robin, how you doing?
I can't complain, man. How about yourself?
We're doing great. Stanford, you know, they got to go to Corvallis this weekend. And, you know, they dropped the one in Utah. Any chance they drop another Pac-12 conference road game this week to the Beavs?
I don't think so. I think you saw the reaction this weekend. And, you know, if I were a duck and I were a beaver, I'd still be shaking in my boots.
All right. Well, that's, you know, message received. That's certainly. You should go down and roam the sidelines. Give them some moral support down there on Saturday.
Yeah, I've been talking about it with a couple guys. I know our security guy's thinking about going to the game. So, I might be there.
Yeah, you should. All right. Last night, good game. Your fourth straight win. You get posterized. And I don't know how many times you've been posterized in your career, but have you ever been posterized by a member of your own team? Because last night, Thomas Robinson got you pretty good.
You know, I don't know how to take it. Usually if I get dunked on, I can go down and try to dunk on the opposing member and get some kind of retaliation. But there, I mean, it's going to be a 1 in a million chance I'm going to get to dunk on him on the offensive end.
Right.
I mean,
you know, he almost looked you in the eye after he dunked like you were one of the opposition.
He was flexing at you.
Oh, no, I felt the thunder right there. Hey, I felt the heat radiating off of him, and I did not want to mess with him at that moment. I could tell.
Now, you know, some of the guards, when we talked to Lillard, you know, he said, I study who I'm going to play, if it's Dragic or Lawson coming up the first two ball games. Do you take a look at Gortat or McGee and see what how to defend them, or you just know it's going to be banging in there and you don't study tapes of the opposition?
At this point, I do have an idea. I mean, obviously, I have a little more experience, a few more years than Damian, so... most players, I have an idea of what their tendencies are. It's usually with the younger guys that I have to figure out what they like to do. So, you know, I played with Marsh. I have an idea of what he's going to do. JaVale and I came up at the same time, so I have an idea of how he'll play. So usually it's just with the younger guys.
You mentioned first couple of games you were maybe tried to do a little too much, and that's certainly understandable. How is your comfort level now? It certainly appears that not only as a Blazer, but playing with the, you know, your teammates. I know the exhibition season is a little different because it's a little bit more of a revolving door as far as who's coming in and out. But how are you feeling now? You look like you're much more comfortable with your role, even though it is still the exhibition season.
You know, I really am. That's what the exhibition season's for, though. I have a better idea of where I'm supposed to be on the floor, where my opportunities are on the offensive end, and where I need to help on the defensive end. And, I mean, that'll do miles for you.
Now, you know, last year the Blazers played defense a lot like the Heat. They had their big guys hedging out like the Celtics or the Heat. That wouldn't make you too comfortable, would it, jumping out on pick and rolls? Stott's new system seems to fit you much better, does it?
It does. I played in hedging systems before, and it definitely it's dependent on personnel. And I do prefer staying near the rim, more corralling guards than hedging them and blitzing them.
Robin, you talk about your relationship, not only your comfort level with the rest of the team, and obviously LaMarcus is not going to play, didn't play last night, won't play in the finale at Golden State. What has it been like sharing the paint with LaMarcus, your relationship with him, your communication level so far? Because obviously that is a huge key with you being the starting center on opening night.
That's very exciting for me. Offensively, it kind of reminds me of when I played in Phoenix with Amari. Having him down there frees me up so much to get putbacks and just opens up lanes for cuts and stuff. But defensively, I haven't played with another big center like him behind me. You know, Anthony Davis was a rookie. He's a little smaller, doesn't have the pounds on he needs. But LaMarcus, he's a big guy, and he's willing to protect the rim as well. And I think that's something that will really help us going forward.
Now,
we've got a lot of guys. I mean, not just LaMarcus. We've got Joel and Myers as well who are willing to patrol the paint. I think that's something that will help us in spades.
Now, a lot of people are a lot of fans are worried that maybe you haven't played enough with LaMarcus to really get a comfort level. Do they have anything to worry about? Do you feel comfortable already with LaMarcus?
I do, yeah. I have as I said before, I've guarded LaMarcus before, so I have an idea of what he likes to do on the block, and I think throughout practices, and I mean, there's been one or two preseason games that I've played with him, so I've had a really good feeling. I mean, playing with a guy that good, it's, comfort's kind of an issue, but it's kind of not, because he's shouldering the burden. I just need to do whatever I can to make it easier for him.
Well, one thing that'll make it easier for him is the fact that all of the guards on this team can shoot and shoot from long range. Damian Lillard had 28 points last night. It comes so easy for him at times, and we kind of forget this is just his second year and obviously wins Rookie of the Year honors. What's been your impression so far of Damian, not only in his ability but in his on-court IQ?
It's really just how composed he is out there. And how cerebral his game is, especially, as you said, for a second-year guy. On the court, he really knows where to take advantage of it, of spots, take advantage of his situations. And like you said, yesterday, that 28 he had was easy. And what I think, for me, what's impressive is he's improved on defense. So, I mean, makes him that much more dangerous.
Now, let's get into the topic that all the fans want to talk about, hair. Your brother almost down to the scalp, and you still have that beautiful head of hair. Do you ever talk to your brother about his hair, or does he talk about your hair? How do you settle that?
You know, we're twins, so that makes us identical in most facets, but hair is one way where we differ greatly. You know, he can try to grow his hair out to look like mine, and it's not going to look as luminescent. It's not going to look as magnificent as my mane does. That's not the same. That is something that is not identical.
Do you ever see a day where perhaps you go Brooke style and just take it all down? Is this here to stay, what we're seeing?
I think it's here to stay. I'd have to be offered a heck of a movie contract or television contract to shave my head.
Robin, it's great to have you on the program, and it certainly looks like the chemistry on the team is great so far, and you fit right in, and we look forward to getting the one more exhibition game in the books and then starting things off for real. So great to have you once again, and we appreciate having you.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Robin Lopez, our guest here on Trailblazers Courtside. This may be, and I said this on Media Day when we were talking to some of the guys and having some of the guys come through. I don't know if I remember a Blazer team in my years here, I don't know about yours, that has been more, it doesn't matter who you grab for an interview, there's gold up and down the lineup.
Yeah.
And after the ball games, You know, in the past, you'd see one locker, a lot of reporters there because you're going to get good stuff there. This guy may not give you a whole lot. These guys are all terrific interviews.
Yeah, Earl Watson, Mo Williams, yeah. You know.
We know Damian and we know Nick
just,
and Wesley.
They listen to your question. Not that Clyde Drexler didn't, but he kind of had a set
answer. He had the canned answer, the 10-second.
He didn't need to hear the question.
It wasn't both teams played hard, but it was close.
Yeah, but these guys, they listen, and they really give you good stuff. So it'll be an interesting year.
And another guy who is in that same, cut out of that same mold, who we haven't heard that much from, who maybe is the best talker or among them, is C.J. McCollum.
Yeah.
And once Blazer fans hear him, we've been on the program before, but just – wish he were healthy in the fold.
You know, I was surprised. I haven't checked about if Will Barton was injured last night. He didn't play.
Yeah.
And
might just have been a chance for other guys.
And they do rest people because there's a lot. But I'll tell you, to me, he's the most improved Blazer from the start of camp to right now. He's more under control. He's probably deserved some minutes, but I'll tell you, it's going to be tough.
It is going to be tough. We'll talk about that challenge coming up. The big challenge for Coach Stotts in getting guys like Will Barton, who, if you've mentioned, he's learned to pump the brakes a little bit at least, and I think that was the one thing missing from last year. And toward the end of the year, he was impressive in the opportunities that he got. But again, the challenge is, and we'll talk about it in our next segment. Terry Stotts, the challenge. How do you use all these guys now that the cupboard is not nearly as bare as maybe it was, at least on your bench, a year ago? Trailblazers Courtside will continue right after this.
People ask, what is it like to lead a team? I lead by example. The example set by the 20,000 fans that bring it every night.
Not Aldridge, a fadeaway for the game. Bang!
There's history in Rip City. That's why we'll never forget where we came from. And we'll never lose focus on where we want to go.
Trailblazers opening night, Saturday, November 2nd, versus the Spurs. For tickets, call 503-797-9600 or visit trailblazers.com.
Hi, I'm Roger Gantz from Windermere Real Estate. When buying or selling a home, the more you know about the market, the better your decisions will be. That's why Windermere has invested in exclusive resources, including statistical analyses, economic forecasts, and more, so our brokers can provide clients with the data that they need. And our website is designed to help buyers search smarter. It's the first to offer INREX drive time technology, which helps determine drive times from work to your new home.
Be in the know when considering a move. Call your Windermere broker or visit Windermere.com.
At Bi-Mart, we care a lot about helping our communities and partnering with others who do too.
I'm Joey Harrington, and I'm proud to partner with Bi-Mart and Cosmos Creations to help improve the lives of Oregon's children. The Harrington Family Foundation is committed to making sure all children across the state of Oregon receive a quality education and proper health care. For every bag of Cosmos sold at Bi-Mart until November 30th, $1 will go to the Harrington Family Foundation.
So visit your local store and get some Cosmos. Support your community at Bi-Mart.
Start it.
Drake returns to the stage with Would You Like a Tour?
I'm on a roll, half a million for a show, and we started from the bottom, now we're here.
December 3rd, Moda Center at the Rose Quarter.
Hell yeah. Just hold on, we're going home. Oh, oh, oh.
New album, Nothing Was the Same, available now.
Once, that's the motto, the yellow, and we bought it every day, every day, every day.
Drake.
I'll be there for you, I would care for you, I keep thinking you just don't know.
With special guests, Miguel.
How many drinks would it take you to be with me?
And Future. December 3rd, Moda Center at the Rose Quarter.
I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Drake.
Stay down,
tickets are on sale now. Buy at LiveNation.com, RoseQuarter.com. Tickets West locations or by phone. Produced by Live Nation. Don't miss Drake. Presenting Would You Like a Tour?
We now continue with Trailblazers Courtside on the Trailblazers Radio Network.
Look at that. Pumping some iron. Is that kind of what you do in the exhibition season?
Yeah, you have to get all parts of your body
ready. Don't break something.
Yeah, and the hair is kind of short there.
That's, yeah, it is.
That's the type of haircut you need.
Look to be the same color generally as what you're styling now.
Yeah.
But opening night, we'll see something new.
No, it'll just be shorter.
Oh, you're not going to get it. Yeah, I thought you said you were.
Oh, I am. Oh. But you won't be able to tell.
Okay.
A real professional.
Well, probably have not said anything, but I want it to be a smooth transition.
I have ego problems.
You're fairly secure. I know that. That's what your wife told me one time a long time ago on the golf course. You were wearing, and this described you to a T, and I don't know why it hadn't hit me before. You're wearing some swing contraption that you buy at like 2 in the morning on the Golf Channel, which you have a lot of.
Yeah.
What is it? Paraphernalia for lost and desperate souls?
Yeah, you keep your arm
in. You bought stock in that stuff. So there's five groups on the tee. It's one of those, they're all jammed up. And you walk up there with this contraption on that you're supposed to wear on the range, not on the course. And he's got it on. And I'm watching this, and I'm wanting to run and hide because I'm at the other end of the spectrum, to my shame. His wife just says, that is one secure man. That's what I said. That is exactly right. That nails it right there. Not that you don't have any self-awareness, but you just don't care. And I admire that at times. Where was I even going with this now? Oh, we were talking about last night, the game against Sacramento. No, Will Barton didn't play. Victor Claver didn't play. Aldridge didn't play. But, again, it's the exhibition season. Alan Crabb was sick, so he didn't play. But do you have any sense through these games now, through these six games, and as we said, Blazers have won four straight, and yeah, it does mean something that you've won four straight. Do you have any sense for what the rotation is going to be from Terry Stotts? Does he know at this point exactly? I mean, there's obvious, there's givens.
Yeah.
But how much off the bench and when? Is it going to be a game-by-game thing or by need? Or
you hear and you watch on League Pass some of the other, they say, okay, we're down to the rotation of the three that are coming in. As you just said, I don't think Terry Stotts knows exactly because he really hasn't. L.A. has played a little bit more with the starting unit in practice. But, as far as really and you heard Robin Lopez say, I know how L.A. plays. I can, I know how I play. I don't demand the ball in L.A. He's going to get the ball and I'm going to get he just said, Robin, I'm going to get weak side rebounds because they're all going to be looking at L.A. and they're going to be looking at Lillard going up the middle.
Three-point shooters are going to be open.
Yeah, he knows his role, and it looks like Wright will know his role. That corner three is going to be really important to the Blazers.
And that's not only his favorite spot to shoot the three, that's also Wesley's favorite and Nick's favorite spot to shoot threes.
Yeah, so, it probably would help, and I'm sure Coach Stotts would say this, if they were all – without injuries throughout the preseason, but he'll work it out because he knows what Claver pretty much can do, and he just has to
because he's improved. Yeah. And then you talk about other guys who at least mathematically, when you look at it, say, okay, odd men out are who? Well, Joel Freeland was one we figured, but he has played very, very well, and he has improved. And then you mentioned Will Barton. Okay, odd guy out. Where do the minutes fall? He has improved too, and I think. As a coach, you probably like that. As you always say, make my job difficult. You guys go make my job difficult. And I think they have in this exhibition season.
Because you can put in Earl Watson if you have the other team's point guard that's a little shaky and you want to put pressure on the other team, Earl goes in. But if you need a scoring punch, Will Barton. Put Will Barton in there and let him be a point two guard. And, so you have different options for people that can do different things. You want a bigger lineup? You got Claver at the small forward. So I'm sure Coach Stotts would have liked to really experience this, see it in action, all this that we're talking about. But, it's a long season. And right now, the four-game winning streak really is going to help the Blazers because – you're going in against Phoenix, a team that's, they have Bledsoe and Dragic at the guard spot, so that'll be tough. Denver, best home record in the NBA last year. They only lost three games, and so they'll be tough at home, Lawson. So, then you got a Friday, Saturday back-to-back with San Antonio.
Tony Parker in town.
Yeah, and so it won't be easy the first three games, but I think the four-game winning streak will help.
All right. Well, I was going to ask you about something else. We'll take a break now because we have Sam Amick coming up. USA Today NBA writer, also has his own website, NBAConfidential.com. You've heard him on the program before. We'll kind of go around the NBA, get Sam's thoughts on where everybody stands, not only in the West but the East. We'll do that and have more for Sam when we come back on Trailblazers Courtside.
We'll be right back.
The Trailblazers and Moda Health have joined together for the Rip City Relay. In a five-day journey, the ceremonial game ball will be walked, jogged, and passed from fan to fan from Coos Bay to the Moda Center. Come cheer us on as we make stops along the Oregon coast. You can also sign up to participate in the relay or follow the virtual runner online at trailblazers.com/Rip City Relay.
See the game ball complete its 216-mile journey at our November 2nd opening night game. For tickets, visit trailblazers.com.
This season, Comcast SportsNet's got more Blazers than ever before with 60 live regular season games, live pregame insight and interviews now before every game on Rip City Live, live postgame analysis, highlights and debate now after every game on Talkin' Ball, and at CSNNW.com, the most reliable Blazers insider in town, Chris Haynes, along with extensive web streams, videos, reports, and sweepstakes. Comcast SportsNet is home of the Trailblazers.
I like things quick and easy. That's why I like Wells Fargo SurePay service. You can send and receive money to anyone with a U.S. checking account and email address. Like now, I'm sending money to my roommate Carl for my ticket to the game. Done.
Cool.
And with mobile deposit, take a picture of a check and deposit. Done. So easy. Right, Carl? Carl's my biggest fan.
No, I'm not.
Carl?
Quick and secure mobile banking. On your phone, online, on the go. Wells Fargo makes it easy to get banking. Done. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Availability may be affected by your mobile device and carrier. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC.
It's football season at Buffalo Wild Wings, and there's nowhere that packs in the action like we do. Sure, there's 10 games on, but your eyes won't miss a second with over 50 big screens. And neither will your taste buds with hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, ultimate nachos, burgers, and over 20 beers on draft.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Buffalo Wild Wings, proud sponsor of the Portland Trail Blazers and your destination for the home game hookup. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Hello, my piggies. Baron Von Gulo here, and it's time for Fright Town, baby! 3 haunted houses, just 1 ticket! My Museum of Horrors, The Contagion 2, and an all-new Lovecraftian nightmare we call The Madness! Your pants will fill with fear at the Veterans Memorial Coliseum. Go to FrightTown.com for all the blah, 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 and your chance to win free tickets.
Back to Courtside on the Trailblazers Radio Network.
And we continue on Trailblazers Courtside. As I mentioned, a week from tomorrow, which if you're watching this, I guess it won't make much sense if it's running tomorrow. But next Tuesday, we'll be flying to Phoenix. Blazers taking on the Suns on Wednesday. And then going on to Denver on, I believe that game is Halloween night. Or no, it's not. It's on the 1st. And then we're back home for the game against San Antonio, yeah, which will be the home opener for the Trailblazers. At the Moda Center, joining us now, Sam Amick from USA Today, also has his own website, NBAConfidential.com. Sam, how you doing? Been a while.
Doing great, guys. Thanks for having me. Happy regular season almost to you.
Almost, yeah. I mean, the exhibition season, you know, at times when you're in the middle of it, seems too long. But, you learn some things. And I think what we're learning now to start, maybe start in the Eastern Conference, is Derrick Rose is back and looks to be, if not 100%, very, very close. And having, I mean, it's pretty obvious, but having him back for Chicago, that changes the Eastern Conference as good as he has looked so far.
No, big time. I think, you know, when you hear analysts and guys who have been around for so long say that this could be one of the best seasons in a long, long time, I think it's because of storylines like Derrick Rose, where all of a sudden, you know, you got a team like Miami that pulled off back-to-back titles, and because of the injuries and the stuff that went on last year, you know, you all of a sudden have more compelling storylines out there. A team like the Bulls is looking tailor-made to knock them off, and then the Pacers are back doing their thing, and the Nets, you know, re-upped, so to speak, and the Knicks are there. So, you know, it should be a lot of fun.
You know, if you look at the East and the West, there's probably 5 really solid contenders in the East now, a little different than the past, but if you look at the West, there could be 12 teams that have a shot at making the playoffs. And it's, have you ever seen it so deep? And teams like Dallas and Lakers, what do you think of their chances? They're usually in the playoffs, but could they be knocked out of that 8-team Western playoff race?
No, for sure. I mean, Dallas specifically, to me, is really, really interesting. You got Dirk Nowitzki coming up on his free agency year. You know, he has been a good soldier for the Mavs, you know, for a couple of years now, where he's gone along with, you know, the ups and downs of their rebuilding, and they swung and missed on Dwight Howard. They swung and missed on Deron Williams before that. And, you know, if they don't make the playoffs, I do wonder if maybe, you know, Dirk might have to look around a little bit and finish his career elsewhere. And so Dallas is interesting, but if I had to handicap it right now, I don't think they're going to be in the playoffs. And then, you know, same thing with the Lakers, where you've got, you know, Kobe's not going anywhere, you know, regardless, either way. But they have one player on contract after this coming season, a ton of cap room, and it's more of a question of, you know, like you said, are they going to make the playoffs first and foremost? How is Kobe going to look? Is he going to look good enough that other superstar players are going to think about coming to play with him? So even though the Lakers ultimately might finish, you know, 9th or 10th or 11th or 12th in the West, you know, we're still going to want to know how they're looking.
Okay, that's the bottom of the West, or at least, you know, fighting for the top eight, as we mentioned. If you go to the top of the West, I mean, Oklahoma City, San Antonio, Houston, I guess, is, you know, the people – most people are saying are going to be 1, 2, 3. Russell Westbrook's injury, I know some eyebrows were raised when the reason for the other scope was a stitch coming out. When do you see him coming back? And long-term wise, at least in the first half of the season, is that a major worry for Thunder fans, or is this going to pass and are they going to tread water and be okay when he does come back?
I think anytime you got a guy like Westbrook, and like we mentioned earlier, Derrick Rose, whose game is so predicated on speed and just, you know, ridiculous speed, the best speed in the league, then, you know, I'm not going to believe that they're back to being themselves until they're back to being themselves. So, you know, if I was a Thunder fan, yes, I'd be a little worried. And I think in terms of the timeline, the idea that you're talking about, you know, 4 to 6 weeks after the start of the regular season, that's a good chunk. You know, you put yourself in quite a hole by that point. And I think, you know, that's why you're seeing things. I don't know if this was intentional or not, but today Magic Johnson, of all people, actually tweeted something saying who he thought was the best in the West and failed to mention the Thunder, I think, in the top 6 or 7 or maybe even 8. and so, you know, it might have been an oversight on Magic's part, but nonetheless, you know, Kevin Durant can't do it alone. I saw somebody compare it to the days when LeBron, it was kind of the LeBron and the Misfits in Cleveland. And, you know, just nobody around him. They lost Kevin Martin to free agency last summer. They got young guys like Reggie Jackson, Jeremy Lamb, expected to carry big loads. You know, Serge Ibaka is a legit big-time player, but, you know, once you get past that, he doesn't have a lot of help.
Now, if you take the Wolves, New Orleans, and the Blazers, who has the best chance to make the playoffs out of those three? All different scenarios.
I like the Blazers a lot. I just think that Minnesota is closer. I think that if Rubio is healthy, if Kevin Love stays off the injury list, if Martin fits in, you know, if even guys like Derek Williams come along, Pekovic does what he did last year, you know, and I'm forgetting, I think Corey Brewer's out there now.
Yeah.
They've had some good pickups. And Rick Adelman, I'm a little bit subjective. As you guys know, I covered him back in the Sacramento days, and I just think that, you know, he can make, you know, chicken salad out of chicken, you know what, every time out. And I think, you know, they're going to be in the mix if they're healthy.
Right.
But, you know, I like the Blazers a lot. And then the Pelicans are just, there's so many ifs and kind of, you know, unknowns and wild cards with their group. They have a lot of scores, a lot of talent, a lot of weapons. But we just don't have the slightest idea how they're all going to mix together.
And as always, as you mentioned, it is kind of in passing there, health, if they stay healthy. That's going to be, I think, you know, when you talk about the teams fighting for a playoff spot in the West, when you mentioned Minnesota, you mentioned Portland, some of these teams, whoever stays healthiest, you got to think is going to have the advantage to get one of those spots in the West when it becomes so logjam late in the season, maybe in March. And that's when Portland's schedule, by the way, gets the toughest as well. So we'll continue to watch all of that. Sam, as always, we appreciate you being on the program, and we'll hook up again with you real soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Sam Amick, USA Today writer, also has a website, NBAConfidential.com. When we come back, we'll talk a little more about what we were talking about with Sam, and there's also a couple other Blazers scenarios and players I wanted to get your opinion on, impressions of, here in the exhibition season. Just one preseason game to go for the Trailblazers. That is at Golden State, and then it's off to the regular season. We'll come back with more on Trailblazers Courtside after this.
You're listening to Trailblazers Courtside on the Trailblazers Radio Network.
Now to Matthews, a three-pointer near side. Bang!
Attention all high school seniors. This is Wesley Matthews of the Trailblazers, and I always strive to be driven to greatness. And I believe providing others the opportunity to go to college is an important step to help others achieve greatness. That's why we've teamed up with Wells Fargo to offer you the opportunity to apply for a $5,000 college scholarship through our Make It Better College Scholarship Program. Visit any Oregon or Southwest Washington Wells Fargo store for an application.
For details, visit trailblazers.com/scholarship.
Pay attention, people, because this is important. It's the Built Ford Tough Truck event, and it's happening at your local Ford store. The 2013 Ford F-150 STX 4x4 5-liter V8 engine has the most horsepower and torque of any small displacement V8, while at the same time delivering the great fuel economy people have come to expect from Ford. Let me tell you, this thing sips gas like a V6. But it gives you the raw power of a V8. Nice. And now, get limited time offers on the fuel-efficient F-150 STX with a 5-liter engine, trailer tow package, 18-inch wheels, and more. Check out the F-150 STX 4x4 5.0-liter at your local Ford store today. Hurry in before the Built Ford Tough Truck event ends. When properly equipped, classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds, GVWR.
Get ready to kick off the party with your favorite Disney superstars live in your hometown. Disney on Ice presents Rockin' Ever After. It's the hottest musical event that's part talent show, part fairy tale, and all fun. Featuring Merida from Disney Pixar's Brave. And starring your favorite Disney princesses dazzling the ice. Sing along with Belle the Beast and the Enchanted Castle crew. Do the wave with Ariel and Sebastian as they put on a pop star party under the sea. Then let your hair down for a magical adventure with Rapunzel and the charming Flynn Rider. It's a rockin' remix of royalty as the smart, spirited, and sassy princesses take aim and shoot for the stars. You'll rock out to show-stopping hits in a showcase of superstars. Only at Disney on Ice presents Rockin' Ever After, live in your hometown.
Tickets start at $18. Additional fees may apply. See rosequarter.com for details. Playing October 24th through 27th at Moda Center at the Rose Quarter. Get your tickets today.
We now continue with Trailblazers Courtside on the Trailblazers Radio Network.
Oh, another spectacular day in the Northwest. The great October weather continues as now we're nearing the end of October, at least getting there. And that's what we're talking about, the regular season almost here for the Trailblazers. The director of this fine program is Phil Beard, Nick Elliott, our producer, Greg St. Martin on video, John McConnell in there on graphics, Corey Griffin on audio, Buck and Curry in here on cameras, Bruce Williams, our engineer, Justin Moulter, our online coordinator, and El Capitan, Rich Patterson, who was selling pies earlier in the program. As a part of how many pies did you sell tonight? Did Sammy sell?
I think he came up with maybe 7 or 8.
All right, 7.
And he's coming back in a few minutes to hit the TV guys up back in the studio.
Good for him. All right, let's hope they buy some pies. Now it was a few years ago on the Blazer team plane. I remember. I can't even remember who it was. Was it Theo Ratliff or something? Made the rookies go sell Girl Scout cookies for his daughters.
Yes,
and of course, we all had to buy a bunch of Girl Scout cookies on the plane, which was great.
Right.
We mentioned some guys you haven't talked about that much, just simply because there have been so many good storylines this season. Give me your thoughts on the exhibition seasons of, one, Nick Batum, who had the concussion, was out a couple of games, and two, Wesley Matthews, because these are guys that you don't forget about, but maybe there are known commodities, so you don't have to discuss them as much because you're more focused on what's new. But what have been your thoughts on those guys?
My thoughts, and I'm sure if you look at Coach Stotts, when he examines what has been successful on the offensive end, because let's not kid ourselves, he has an excellent offensive mind. So he knows what will make his offense work. And I think the main thing is he probably would like to see Lillard and Mo Williams have a few more assists. That way he can get the good outside shooters to keep that offense stretched out. Wesley hitting outside shots, Nick hitting outside shots.
But at the same time, it's a huge benefit to have two point guards who can stroke it like those guys.
There's a fine line of how much they can stroke it. If you're playing maybe on the Phoenix team. You want your point guard scoring a little bit more. But if you look at the Blazer and the weapons they have, you know, there's a fine line in how much, because as soon as Lillard gets to the third quarter, what happens? Wham, bam. I mean, you know, he's Mr. Everything. I mean, you just – and you're saying, why doesn't he do that in the first quarter? Well, he's got an idea of trying to get everyone involved. You hear that statement over and over. But I think with the Blazers, the way Wes can score from outside, Nicholas, that's a real – because of the top 10 offenses in the NBA, six of those teams last year all led the league in three-point attempts. So, and all six of those teams made the playoffs. So it is a big weapon in the NBA now, the three-point shot. The ones that can make the three-point shot, they're the teams that are going to win. So if you're Lillard and Mo Williams, you have to understand, get those guys involved. You know, you can still be a scorer.
But Lillard and Mo are 2 year better three-point shooters.
Absolutely. So, you know.
Which is unusual, you know, as far as it goes around.
But it is, as you said, a real weapon for both of those guys, long as you're including everybody else into the offense.
I was going to say, that begs the question then, do you see any, I don't want to say an issue, because we talked about a challenge for Coach Stotts getting all the guys' minutes. Another challenge could be, I mean, are there enough shots to go around and to keep everyone? And the chemistry is great, and I don't think that's going to be an issue at all. But these guys all want shots.
Yeah, and Lillard, I think, really understands the game. It's like Wilt Chamberlain. The year he scored 50 a game, I mean, that was his average, 50 a game. They finished about seventh in the West, the 76ers, that year. The next year, when he averaged, I think, 31 a game, his team, they won 62 games. So just him backing off, and the same with Lillard, he's smart enough to know when to back off and when to turn it on. When does my team need scoring? And, you know, it's going to be a constant thing the year round, but you want a guy with a high – and Wilt Chamberlain could – you know, he said one year, I'm going to lead the league in assist. Well, he almost did. You know, he – because he was that good. I think Lillard is that good that he can decide when to do certain things, and he's only in his second year. That's what's amazing.
But how nice it is to be able to have him, as you mentioned, in the third quarter against the Kings last night, when you need it, he just says, okay, I'll take the game over.
Yeah.
And I think he's a good enough guy and a good enough leader. Nobody's going to have a
problem
with that.
You just don't want the rest of your team standing around waiting for Lillard to win the game. They did that with Wilt when he averaged 50, because all the fans wanted Wilt to score that year. Average 50 a game. It'll be the same with Lillard. The fans will want him to score, but I think in order for this team to be really successful, I think the assists have to go up at least 5 a game.
All right, one thing we saw last year, and we've talked a lot about Terry Stotts and the challenges he faces, and a lot of them are good problems to have. A lot of new coaches in the NBA.
Yeah.
The big story during the playoffs was, and certainly after the finals, was how many of the coaches who had made the playoffs lost their jobs for one reason or another. We saw Mike Malone last night with Sacramento. We've seen Jeff Hornacek so far.
I'm going to ask
who are the coaches that are going to have the biggest impact?
I'm going to ask you, would you rather replace Lionel Hollins and be the Memphis coach? And would you rather replace George Karl and be the Denver coach when both of those coaches were in the running? Well, George Karl was coach of the year last year. Or would you rather be Mike Malone and take over the Kings, no expectation, the Suns?
Well, obviously, I'd rather be Mike Malone.
Yeah,
I mean, you've got more time to win. You've got more time to turn things around. And you're not following a legend, and you're not following a guy who got the most out of everything he had. And I think you would describe Lionel Hollins certainly as that in Memphis, and probably George Karl in Denver. The expectations certainly are there, and you're starting maybe – I'm not going to say you're going to start a way down, but you've crested perhaps in those two places. Sacramento, certainly not the case.
Yeah, and Mike Malone, that team looks so much more organized and disciplined, the Kings last night, than at any time that I've seen them in the last 2-3 years. You know, Solomon, those guys that loved to shoot the ball were passing the ball and they were getting good shots.
Will that work for DeMarcus Cousins?
That's, you know, one reason they looked so organized last night.
Because he wasn't there.
He wasn't there. Now, he's got the talent. They've just got to convince him that be the man, but don't be Wilt Chamberlain that averages 50 a game. You know, work it in, because that could be a pretty good team. And what Jeff Hornacek did, to show you how smart he is, he went to the Boston. Why was Boston so good on defense? What's the guy that went to the Bulls? Thibodeau.
Oh, Tom Thibodeau, yeah. Okay.
Thibodeau.
They're talking about a player.
All right. The other guy that was as instrumental in Boston's defense is a guy named, by the name of Longobardi. And they went and Jeff Hornacek said, I want to take this Boston guy that's in charge of their defense and bring him to the Suns. And so he's smart enough to know that he needs somebody that knows about defense. And it's this, and that's why Memphis, they can't get any better on defense this year. And all the fans are going to say, where's the defense? Lionel Hollins taught defense. And George Karl had a great – look at his offense. They were 27th last year, Denver, in three-point shooting. And yet they were number one in points in the paint. Now, Brian Shaw, what does he do?
Defense.
Yeah, see, he's going to come in and try to play defense. And that Phoenix team isn't set up to play defense. I mean, they like to run, the open court, Lawson, get the ball, bang, bang, bang. So it's going to be tough for Brian Shaw in Denver.
All right, another topic that I want to get to in our final couple of minutes here. One big hot-button issue. Speaking of new coaches, Doc Rivers now with the Clippers, and that'll make a huge difference, speaking of defense and just the organization that the Clippers have already. When you walk into the Staples Center, you know it's a Laker building.
Yeah.
Okay? The seats are purple.
Yeah, they're purple.
Half the you know, they wear the red coats, the guy, the security, but the rest of them are wearing purple vests, and then you play the Clippers. I think it was a great decision by the Clippers to cover up. I mean, the Staples Center is a warehouse. I mean, the Rose Garden is intimate. It's, I mean, I'm not going to rip the Staples Center, but it's not a great place to watch a game. It's got the five decks of suites. Yeah. Up on one big wall is all the Lakers should be. Championship banners, retired numbers. Well, the Clippers, when they play there, you know, now they do the different lighting, so the arena looks different. The Lakers have the theater lighting, and the Clippers don't. And they try to change some things. They have some, you know, some wraps they put on the facade to make it look like a Clipper building. But you always had, when you played the Clippers there, these Laker banners that were hanging there, and you could see them. They weren't lit, but you could see them. Doc Rivers, you got to think he had something to do with this.
Oh, he was the man.
Now they've covered those up, and all these Laker fans have been out of shape, and even some Laker players have reacted to it. What do you think about that?
Oh, I think it's the best. You know, if I would have walked in there, and that's my building, that for that night, I'm Doc Rivers. He had enough gumption to say, cover it up.
Yeah.
Cover it up. And the big billboard right outside the Staples Center in the street is a Clipper billboard. And they've got all the Clippers, Chris Paul on there, Blake Griffin.
Is it the same one that had the "Please come back, Dwight Howard" last summer?
Yeah. So, you know, they're making – and they're a better team than the Lakers.
Well, sure they are.
You know, and it maybe for the next year or 2 years.
They were last year.
So it's going to be interesting in L.A. That's a lot for Mike D'Antoni to overcome. And remember, if you look back at the Phoenix history, when Mike D'Antoni was there, they led the league in they made the playoffs four straight years under him. They led the league in offense. You know, they were an exciting team. And the Lakers want to see that now. I don't know if we're going to see it the way the West is.
But covering the wall, I just didn't see how that was even an issue. Of course you do it. Yeah. It's amazing they didn't always do it. And, you know, I know Laker fans are saying, you should have went to the Honda Center in Anaheim, the pond. That could have been your own building, and you wouldn't even have been here. But that is a great – nice job, guys, in the other room there to get that up on the wall. That's what the Clippers have put up over the banners. And sometime we'll get a shot of the banners, how it looked before. But bravo to the Clippers for covering that up. And Doc Rivers, as you said, having the gumption and the courage to walk in there and say,
run the Lakers
cover
right
those
out of
things
town.
Because we always laugh because, I mean, seriously, when you see it empty, seats are all purple. It's their building. The Clippers, it literally looks like they're borrowing the building, and now they're stepping up and certainly have a better team.
It's one of the great storylines of the West this year. How good will the Lakers be? How good will Dallas be? Oh, it's going to be a great season.
How good will the Blazers be? That's, of course, the biggest question as well. Portland has won four straight exhibition games, as we talked about tonight. Mike Grace gave you reasons why. That does mean something, and they have one more to go. That's at Golden State. And then we kick things off for real. The first of 82 will come in Phoenix, and we'll leave for Phoenix a week from, well, next Tuesday, a week from Tuesday, and we'll get things set to go. Thanks for watching Trailblazers Courtside tonight. Thanks to all the guys who helped bring it to you as well. Fans, we'll talk to you real soon.
You've been listening to Trailblazers Courtside on the Trailblazers Radio Network. This has been a Blazers Broadcasting Sports presentation.